You heard Drew Barrymore, also by SZA. I swear I really tried to, like, restrain myself, but I just couldn't help it. And then after that, you heard Siren Song by Jackie Extreme and God is a Circle by Yves Tumor. Up next, you're going to hear Tears in the Club by FKA Twigs. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys a bit later.
me. Yes, guys, you heard. I am harmonizing. I am working my vocal pipes. Guys, we all have it in us. We all have that inner Whitney, that inner Luther Vandross. It's all in us. We just need that coach. We just need that trainer. We just need that teacher to bring it out. We are blessed to have the one and only Jennifer Mead, who is going to be blessing us and our listeners today on the Empower Hour.
I think
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We bring empower to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for creating this opportunity for us to be able to be on here today. I ask that today's show, let it be uplifting, let it be encouraging, let it be motivational. Most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners. And I'm sending out that spirit of love. I'm sending out that spirit of light. I'm sending out that spirit of positivity and joy to each and every one of our listeners. Hotep, amen, and ashe. And beautiful people, before we dive in, I just want to play a little something for you guys.
Listen to me, you can't give up. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But if life's got you down, I need you to get up and prove them wrong.
In time of adversity, you don't have an obstacle to deal with. You have a choice to make. You can suffer, or you can choose to do whatever you need to do to liberate yourself, whatever you need to do to reinvent yourself, whatever you need to do to overcome whatever you are stuck in right now.
Let the fear of regret fuel you to take action today.
Guys, it is that time. We're going through it. Queens, how are you guys doing? How is your week? How is everything that's popping in this world, in this, on the news, on the everything? Talk to me. What's good?
You already know the news isn't really my forte. I leave that to Tammy on the highest of keys. But what I did come across at the very moment it hit the timeline, and I know we'll likely delve into that because we have no choice just because of how it hits the community. I don't know if you guys know or heard about the whole Twitch situation.
Yeah, I heard. It came across on the feed, yes.
Yeah, so I was an avid So You Think You Can Dance watcher. From like season one, like they had me. I was in that show. And so I've kind of known about him and pretty much followed him from them. Most people know him as being like Ellen's DJ and whatnot. And as most people know at this point, he did, and trigger warning, he did unalive himself in the past week. And I have to say, anytime I hear about those situations, it does trigger a situation that happened in my family or our family, Pharaoh. And so I always get into hyper mode of speaking to the people because I think we in the Black community don't talk about it enough. And then it gets into, like, you know, checking on the people that you love and understanding that the face of suicide, I'll just say that the face of suicide is not an easy one to detect. And to that point, because they said he was posting, he was still bringing a lot of joy to the world days before he unalived himself. And so whether you think you need to check on somebody or not,
do it.
And definitely listen to that little voice in your head or that gut instinct. Because a lot of the times, and that's the thing too, like gut instinct is your higher self speaking to you.
Facts.
It's not your paranoia. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not your paranoia, which, I mean, sorry to start the show this way, but I think it's an important something to talk about. And speaking of gut instincts, I have to say, someone sent me a request on Instagram, and I read it, and the person came with like a lot of love and light and whatnot. And I was just like, oh, this is nice. And they're just like, oh, I came across your profile, and you know, I really sense your energy, and I think that you're a person who's going to do great things. I was like, okay, cool. So I interacted with the person because we follow a mutual page. I mean, long story short, after the back and forth and whatnot, and then like the person's like, oh, you know, I can do like a reading for you, and I could do all these different things. And I don't believe in coincidences. So I'm just like, okay, like if this is somebody that, you know, was sent to me from the higher realms, I'll pay attention. And then there's something about my gut that went, I'm just waiting for that moment in that in the messaging where there's going to be a request for money. And the request came.
Yes.
Yes. And so like by the time like I went through and so she was just kind of like, okay, so I'm going to create an altar for you. And, you know, I just need like a $30 offering for that. I was like, oh, okay. Sounds good. Well, I'm like, okay, well, I can put some money towards a charity and stuff like that. Cause the person was in the US. So I'm not in the US. So like, I mean, if it's about sowing a seed into the universe, sure. Like I'll put a $30 out there towards a charity or something.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, well, no, I have to put it on the altar. I'm like, cool. You don't know that I'm a highly in touch spiritual being. So when I put you to the test, and if you're telling me that you're speaking to my ancestors, and my ancestors were highly in touch with all these things too. If you're telling me you're talking to my ancestors and they're telling you all these things about me, I'm gonna need you to tell me ABC. And actually, I didn't even go through ABC. I was like, tell me this one thing that I know for fact, not fiction. So if you're actually speaking to my ancestors or to my council and my higher beings and my spirit guides, because that's what they said, my spirit guides, they will tell you what this is. So tell me what that is. And they pulled something out of their backside.
Oh, you, like, wait. The question was just tell me what this is, or you?
No, I had said, tell me what chakra governs my people.
Okay, got it. I mean, like, what star sign am I from? B? No, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I couldn't say that because I had already said it. I was like, oh, because you know I'm a Lion star seed.
Okay, got it.
But as you know, star seeds have a chakra that aligns with them too, depending on where you come from. So I was like, okay, so what's the chakra that governs my heart? And it was a little tricky, right? Because I put heart in there. And so then they were like, oh, it's the heart chakra. I was like, wrong.
You're such a nerd.
It's not. I'm going to have to go ahead and block you.
No.
Just because we
she's on her hustle, yo. What do you mean? I'm not a big advocate of people using spirituality and religion and stuff like that as a hustle. So it does taint it. It does make it all wonky for the people who are actually spiritual guides and doing things in the realm. So yeah.
Yeah. I had to go ahead and crush her on that and be like, it's a no for me. I kind of just did a little prayer on that message and then put restrict, block. You and I are not friends because they sent me a friend invite and I don't accept anyone in my thing. Like if we don't have any connections or whatnot, what have you, you are not allowed to my Instagram with my one post a year. Still not allowed to my Instagram.
So. You be guarding that one post. You'll guard that one post. You know? Don't let people
in there. Scarcity, like supply and demand people. That's how I lighten it up for my week. Kai, how was your week?
My week was okay. It has been eventful. And I wanted to just touch on, because I had spoke about it, but I really feel like it actually might have been a type of hypnosis that happened to me. Because I went to go and see Paul Wallace. Mm-hmm. And I had a treatment done. And shortly after having the treatment is when we went to the movies, right? To see Wakanda. And right after that, I had gotten really sick, but I'm like, I just got this detox done. How could my body just be getting sick just like this? Like I'm supposed to be better than ever right now. But I realized that was my body gathering up toxins and all kinds of stuff and putting it out. So now I realize, you know what? Sometimes that's how it is, right? You know, back in the days, we used to buy Noxzema. You get a pimple, you buy Noxzema. Your face breaks out with even more pimples. And then after a couple of days, it all goes away. Well, I think I've lost a total of like 8 pounds since I went to see Paul. And I almost feel like part of my psyche, after knowing what my issues were, that he was able to pinpoint and show me what all my issues were, everything that I was struggling down to my mindset, the things that I was struggling with, grief, this, that, just anything, depression, anxiety. And it shows you on a scale how your brain is being affected by your thoughts, by the food you're eating. It told me that I had too much herbicides in my body, which lets me know that whatever I'm smoking and whatever I'm eating has a lot of herbicide on it. This is something that's real. And that could be a blocker for some of us, depending on how your body functions. So I learned so much stuff. I think that, so now I'm having a hard time really eating too much junk food. I'm having a problem. Like, I bought a bag of chips the other day and I started eating the chips and they taste nasty to me. And I folded the bag up and set it in the door on my car. So I had gotten a little bit like feeling like I needed, like packaged, like I needed to eat something. I was on the road and I opened up the bag of chips yesterday and I took two chips out of it and I ate it. And after that, I was satisfied. I closed the bag back up and put it back. And I said, whoa, I think that this thing did something to me. I think it actually worked. And so I'm looking forward to going back. So for those of you who would like to know more, hit me up. And I could tell you a little bit more about my experience and, like, you know, what it was like and what I've been going through recently, because I can't tell you all the stuff right now, but I can tell you that it has been very good for me. And I noticed a lot that I just said to my friends the other day that my belly went down so much that I just feel so slim. I feel like I'm back to a size 6 again. And I just want everyone to just know, and I hope that y'all decide to go on a journey like this and hit up Paul Wallace if you're looking to trim down a little bit and get your body together, because I think that they actually have a good thing. Yeah. Yeah, it helped. It helped for me.
That's what it do. That's what it do. Yes. I guess it's the season, guys, because it's like, so we're going through it and then everything, there's going to be balance. So there's going to be some heavy times mentally, spiritually, emotionally. But the spirit will give us the light that we need to keep us going through it. It will give us the wins as we're going through the quote unquote so-called losers. Or losses, I should say. And actually, to that point, Kai, like, I recently had an experience with a health provider that was explaining to myself and Shai, just, and maybe you guys know and our listeners know, but do you know we're only supposed to eat the size of our fist in food?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yo, guys.
They say generally that's the case too, but when I've spoken to a nutritionist a while back, they did say that when it comes down to fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables, especially leafy green vegetables, you actually don't need to limit yourself on that. Yeah. Okay.
Which makes sense, because everything else is really what throws us off. Like, throws our physical being off, and it throws our emotions off, and all kind of different things. Literally, like the woman was explaining, that people are just dying just off the fact that they're not eating well. And it's like, it's their gut that's really just killing them, because it's just holding all kind of different things. And it made me think back, like, how, you know, even when I'm watching, like, you know, like Nzinga eat, and she's like, okay, I'm full. And we're like, nah, finish your food. You know, it's like, so as a child, we don't know. As parents, we're like, no, we want to make sure you're not hungry, you know? And so we make sure to eat. But it's like, we gotta unlearn and relearn shit. You know, one, we're killing ourselves, and then we're forcing it on our children. And then we create these habits in them where they feel like, okay, well, I got to eat this whole plate of food, you know, because that's, you know, that's just what it is. But anyways, so in terms of my week has been very seesaw-ish, going in line with exactly what I'm talking about right now. I've had some super high ups this week. I was blessed a couple of weeks, or I guess, last week, you guys heard Brother Jarvis Gray, the business coach from Atlanta. I was blessed to have a one-on-one session with him where he helped me to refine the, like, what I do, you know, and like what the OFC is about. And I'm super grateful for it, because it's been a long time. Like, everybody loves what we do, supports the OFC, but you ask three people say different things about what they think the OFC really is, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, we were able to drill it down to really the OFC is that resource. We're like a community organization. We're a support organization. But what it is that we're powered by a business network. So where that, and it was always confusing for people, but really in its essence, like, we are here to support humanity. We that's why we have mental health programs. That's why we have the homeschooling program. We do job placements, all kinds of different things to help the well-being of the melanated community globally. But the power is, it comes from our business network. So as people come to us for different things, we refer them to businesses within the community. It was a light adjustment, but guys, when I tell you, it was like a mind-blowing situation for me, because I was like, yo, that's it. That subtle little change, like it helps us to refine even how we market, even what we do. It helps even the business owners to understand why they're a part of the OFC, because they are the backbone of the community. We put money into their businesses because we trust that as they grow, they're going to hire our children. They're going to expand and donate more to the community so that we can continue to serve the needs of the people. It does come full circle, because as the individuals and community bless the businesses bless the community, and it comes full circle, you know? So that was a super up. But then it's just, guys, life, struggles, the news, everything we're hearing about Twitch. And it's just, it makes me really question. My heart definitely goes out to the community, to people who are going through it. If I have 10 conversations in a day, 8 of them start with, bruh. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm there with you, you know? And we have to remind ourselves that these are seasons. We can't avoid it. Just same way, like even the planet goes through it. The seasons come and nature dies, and, you know, whatever goes into its hibernation, whatever be the case, and then comes back. It's really, really important to understand that we are very much connected to that. We can't avoid it. We can't skip away from it. And so that's just really what it is. I think that was it. Oh, there was a last quick thing, is that I got hype and I decided to go on a social media fast. It was, we had a conversation actually amongst us here on the Empower Hour, and it made me start to really take stock. And it started Monday, just randomly. I was like, you know what? I'm not going back on social media. And so I removed the apps from the phone. I didn't delete the accounts or anything like that. I just removed the apps from the phone. But guys, when I tell you, just removing the apps in itself was such a, like, it changed a lot. Like, first of all, I have so much more time. I have to say it. I've got a lot more things done this week. And I was talking to Solo about it. And it's crazy how it is a drug, guys. I know I keep talking about this, but even knowing that I had removed the apps from the phone, I kept going back to where the apps were. Just subconsciously, I kept going back. I'm like, oh, they're gone. Okay, good. And I would just continue what I'm doing. But it's like, yo, it's a thing. And I don't know if you guys seen, but in China, they're putting streetlights on the ground because of the addiction to social media that they have out there. Guys, we need to pay attention, because just think about it. They used to have teachers smoking cigarettes in school, and they thought that was okay. And until they're like, wait, it's killing everybody. Maybe we shouldn't be doing this anymore. But the damage was already done, and they had to try to reverse all kinds of things. Guys, life comes in cycles. So just take heed, people. I'm just here, like, you know, the crazy guy in the corner, telling you guys, we got to take heed to this, because it's an addiction. They're giving it to children. They're giving it to old people. They're giving it to us. Like, everybody's getting it. And before we know it, we're going to be hooked on this thing. A lot of us are already hooked on it. And I'm just, you know, praying for society, praying for our community that we get out of this.
Well, that's always right. Make sure that y'all put screen restrictions on your children's devices. So my nephew has a timer on his where, one, he's not allowed to go on until his homework and all that stuff is done. And then I think he only has like about 2 hours on it. And him, it's more gaming and stuff like that too. But exercise that right, parent, to put screen time. Forget just social media. Put screen time limitations on your children so that they don't have this same addiction that we have.
You know, as we're transitioning out here, let me ask you guys, Shai and I, like, for our children, there is no, like, we don't have, that's a very good suggestion there, Gina. So I think we're going to implement that as well. But we actually just do random phone checks. So we'll just say, yeah, hand me your phone. We have all the children's passwords, all their things. Yeah, phone, tablets, whatever be the case. And we just go through it. And so on one side, certain people are like, well, you know, you have to respect your children's privacy. And on another side, I'm like, what? No. That's my that's my perspective on it. But you guys, what are you guys' thoughts on it?
I think that there's a thin line between that, because here's the thing. If there's something to be found that needs to be found and you didn't find it as a parent and something bad happened, you're going to kick yourself in the backside for that. And the internet is a scary place. So it's one thing to say, like, okay, your children can have privacy, but there are predators out there.
Amen.
Who actually target children. So if you're not doing your job as a parent, that's when they end up on a milk carton. So yes, amen. Privacy in other ways, but you might think the internet is just this fun tool that's helped us be better people and navigate your route when you need to go to certain places. Yes, it does that, but it's very much so a very dark, dark place too. So no, you can teach your children certain tools, and same way how they taught us, don't accept candy from the stranger in the car. You can do that, but like, there's more than just saying don't accept candy from a stranger on the internet.
All right, good. So I'm not crazy.
Absolutely. It's crazy that you guys started speaking about this topic, because when I go through things in my everyday life, I try not to bring it to the radio, even though we won't say names or whatever case may be. I try to not bring it to the radio because I just don't want to ever have people feel like, you know, where I'm now exposing their business, like without names or whatever the case may be. I'm not. But something happened this week with a friend of mine, and we experienced something very similar. And so what I want to say is, my mother, one day my mom and my sister got into an argument in the house. My sister was young. I'm older. I should be the one that's asking for privacy. My little sister says, we have no privacy in here. My mother started walking around the house like, privacy? Privacy? Until she starts saying privacy. She was like, you must be out your mind. I didn't know what she was looking for. She had went and she found the drill. She drilled out the things on the door, the screws, and took the doors off the hinges in our house. She tacked up a piece of sheet, and then she tacked the sheet up. And the only time the sheet was allowed to go down is if we was coming out the shower and needed to get dressed. When your children start looking for privacy, it's because something else is going on. That's when you're supposed to get in their business even more. Don't be fooled. And Gina, you are so right, because the damage control that you do today will save your tears of tomorrow. Mm. We not doing it with the kids. My kids cannot be a casualty to you sick people that's out there that don't know. And you know what? I want to be able to trust my children, to trust that my children know what's going on and how to avoid those things. But they might not be smarter than the guy who practices and does push-ups every day. And this is what I'm going through right now in my life, thinking about, look at all of these children. Y'all watch Jeffrey Dahmer? No, I know. I need y'all to go and watch that. Watch your children, and if they start looking for privacy, get in their business even more, and don't feel no way, because you could be crying tomorrow. Go ahead and do what you got to do, parents. Don't feel no way, because the police, the only thing they're going to do is come and tell you sorry, you know. No,
exactly.
You got to do.
Guys, that's why I love what we do here on The Empower. The show is very spiritually led, because that was just a little nugget that I like, it was on me. I said, let me bring it to the Queens here and get you guys feedback on it. And who knows, it could be for another mom, dad out there who's listening. So we're glad to be able to do what we're doing.
Amen.
So with that, as we're transitioning out, my only segue I could use to plug into that is we need to be educated. So this queen is about to do, but she's educating us on how to sing, just to understand the differences. How to exercise our vocal instruments, our tools. Because guys, yeah, we were misled. A lot of us think that vocal training is only for singers. Yo, guys, stay tuned, stay plugged in. We're about to go into a quick little break. And then when we get back, we are back with Jennifer Mead.
That's right, this is DJ Bobby Payne. Again, rising to all my kings and queens. Starting off just like this. Now the morning time.
The pressures of life and it tough. Now stay down, mama, time pick it up. Now bother with the down, full style, strictly up, full vibes. Now pick it up when the bills, them, the rent and the mortgage due. Yeah. When me chalice, when your best friends are gone and it's only you. Yeah. Light up a split, turn up the music. There's a harmony that brings every meeting together. So make we sing together. And who said life no order? And every man got this struggle. I beg you to help me, Lord. And let me know I got my troubles. Camping sweet, yeah. Everybody wanna feel free. Forget your troubles and you rock with me. You know, feel a reggae music sweet, yeah, yeah. Camping sweet. Everybody wanna feel free. Forget your troubles and you rock with me.
Wanna smoke, drink, I love my girl to some reggae. I call her on the phone, tell her I'm coming up, so get ready. Yeah. I got some weed and a bottle of booze. All I wanna do is smoke, drink, I love my girl to some reggae. Yeah. It's been a long day, me no speak, drink connection from California. When me reach, me touch down, you know it hot like a sauna. And it taxi type, I want to talk me here like me don't know about choir. So when me reach me out, and me girl can say is what takes a long, yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I can only live my life one way. We got a bottle of booze. All I wanna do is smoke, drink, hot burger to some baby.
Some boy can't play lovers rock or no rubber duck for you. Them pull up too fast, cause them can't last making love to you. Baby, I play rubber duck for you. Sure. Rubber duck for you. Baby, I play rubber duck for you. Rubber duck for you. Some boy can't wallpaper scrub, cause them can't make love to you. Some boy don't play one drop, oh no, rubber duck for you. Baby, I play rubber duck for you. Rubber duck for you.
This is DJ Bobby.
Baby, I play rubber duck for you. Rubber duck for you. I know the real rubber dub still sounds so sweet, they're not talking about it. And even when the competition claims that them can compete, yeah, but I doubt it. We got shoes, we got dubs, and I've got you, we've got love. You've got me, we've got us, ain't no need to
turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Some boy can't play lovers rock or no rubber dub for you. Them pull up too fast, cause them can't last making love to you. Baby, I play rubber duck for you. Rubber duck for you. Baby, I play rubber duck for you. Rubber duck for you. For you.
Don't want your love. Don't worry who I'm seeing tonight. It's none of your business. Too bad I'm running out. It's never ever ideal. Had to learn it the hard way. Oh yeah. Wasted energy. Wasted energy. Wasted energy. Why did you fuck up the chemistry?
That's right, people. Are you ready to get entangled, enlightened, empowered with the Empower Hour?
Do you wanna be loved? Do you wanna be touched like you never been? If I gave you my heart, would you pull it apart and make a runway? I don't wanna play.
Parlay with the people. All right, beautiful people. So we are back. I am so grateful. So this guest that we have on with us today, first of all, we have long history. We go way back. We go way, way back. I'm trying to remember when I moved to Pine Core.
I know.
Oh, that yeah. back. That, yeah. Okay.
That back. Yes.
That back with me and Khalil and her brother Sheldon. We were a crew. We used to kick the ball in front of the house. That's where I met the twins. All kind of things. Yo, I have all kind of old school memories, yo. It was awesome, awesome. Oh my gosh, so with no further ado, I want to introduce our guest, Mrs. Jennifer Mead.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for being with us. So this is the Parlay with the People, and Jennifer, you've been in the business. You are one of our legends in it. You are one of our pioneers, I could say. Yeah. You've worked with some greats, and I'll let you deep dive. You know, but before we dive into the business, I want to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself for the people who might not know who you are, and just let's go from there.
Hello, everybody. Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, my goodness. It's glad. I'm happy to be here, and I am Jennifer Mead. Well, I mean, that was a nice introduction, though.
Thanks.
Eh?
I try. The spirit leads. I just follow.
Wonderful.
Good. Yeah. So before we dive in, so now you are a vocal trainer, a coach, a teacher.
Yes, I am.
But before we dive
Artist,
into the business.
Singer too.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. You see? Good. Thank you. Put me in my place. Good. But before we dive into the business, I want to just, if we could take a moment, just to give a little background.
Mm-hmm.
What got you here? Who you are as a person? Mm. Like, you know, let the people know.
Well, you know what? I have to say, like, because of my parents, like, mm-hmm. love them, mommy, daddy.
Yes.
Well, it's because it really started with them mm-hmm. taking me to church.
Okay.
That's
Amen.
The background. And just being in church, you know, you, as kids, young yeah. kids, you try to avoid any, well, I avoided anything to do with talking. So I found my my gift of singing.
Uh-huh.
So wow. then that just gave me an opportunity every week, you know, mm-hmm. to be, you know, have a platform to nice. Discover mm-hmm. this passion of singing. And that's where it all began uh-huh. in the church.
See, so I guess it's like a lot of the greats, you know, it's like church really does it. It brings you there. It gives you the opportunity to to practice and to spread your wings.
True.
So then what was the evolution? So then it went from you starting church and then?
Starting church, then when I kind of started getting out of my shell, because mm-hmm. believe it or not, though people will, I'm shy, eh? I'm a shy girl. Jennifer, you. Mm-hmm. So then with that, I just had this love of just bringing people together. Mm-hmm. So I started a youth choir in the church, mm-hmm. and then from that led me to being a youth leader, mm-hmm. and I used my talent, which was the singing voice, you know, mm-hmm. and that was a way for me to communicate. Mm-hmm. And from there, it just grew from a choir. And then, okay, Jennifer, man, I love the way that you sing. Can you teach me a couple of things? Mm-hmm. And it just started from there. Just mm-hmm. it just came into a big, if you want to say, snowball.
Yeah.
So from there, I did singing, mm-hmm. you know, that's where I really started off first as a singer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And yes, and then choir director.
Okay.
And then from there, that's where the school came about, the passion to sing, to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. But
yeah.
That's beautiful. No, that's good. I want to know what's your go-to gospel song?
Woo.
Coming in from the college. So coming from the church, what was that?
It's Amazing Grace.
Oh, yes. Mm.
And, you know, if you someone asks you, Jennifer, could you sing? Yeah. Amazing Grace is going to come out. Without even thinking about it, you know?
I think that's a black rite of passage.
Yes, it is. And my father, because he's a singer. I come from a singing family.
Okay.
So, you know.
I actually, you know, I was about to
with
say.
With the guitar. You
see?
You seen that.
Okay. Now,
do you remember that?
No, I was going to say, okay. I never knew that. You see the side of your dad? I know he was a contractor. He came and did some work at the house. I never knew your dad's son.
As soon as he's finished and he's in the house, he's the guitar, and we're just singing.
Word. Yeah.
So it's really through him that he channeled that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And what was the church you guys were going to?
We went to LaSalle Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was trying to, because I'm like, I can't remember who it was. Somebody was at, what was the church we went to, Gina? My mommy used to
Westmount
Church.
Okay, Westmount.
Right.
Westmount SDA?
Yeah. Well, the Seventh-day Adventist.
Westmount, okay, so, LaSalle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know some relationship there, but I know that's where Mommy Idris was bringing us.
Yeah, that's where I was dedicated.
Really? Oh my gosh, this is a small world.
So we've been in it. But no, so I was trying to remember what it was. Okay. All right, so we had the journey, so we got into music,
singing. Got into music.
That's it, and then you're educated. So now, what were some of the greats or some of the people that you had worked with in terms of teaching and singing and different things like that, and what was the experience?
Wow.
Like?
Well, okay, we can start with singing. Yes. Oh my gosh, God is so good. Mm-hmm. So believe it or not, mm-hmm. I met the Queen, Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Say what? Well, that wasn't because again, it's all about blessings and being at the right place at the right time.
Exactly, yeah.
So I started a group that was called Touch of Heaven. So that's with Dorothy Ann Clark, mm-hmm. D.
Okay,
you know D? No.
I'm sure if I see everybody.
Alisa Osborne.
Okay. Okay, yes,
Jennifer mm-hmm. Cole. Yeah. And Shireen Sands.
Okay.
So we started a little harmonies, and then we started to get known. Mm-hmm. So we started, working with artists like Freddie James. Okay. Which is a legendary here in Montreal.
Yeah,
do y'all remember LL Cool G?
Of course.
Okay, so we had an opportunity to sort of like connect with these artists, and from there, then we became on demand. So you had like Joanne Blouin, who was a French artist here. Mm-hmm. So we were doing backup for her, and then she was open for Aretha Franklin. So this is how we were able to meet the Queen. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. So it's like things like that. I could a whole list. Met Michael Bolton, Oscar Peterson, literally standing next to him. Quincy Jones.
Yes. Sorry,
God is good.
Sorry, I got excited for that one. Clearly, I got excited. I did get excited.
Because you don't know, you just love what you do, and when the journey takes you to meet individuals like this, you're humbled, Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it also is setting you up because you are one of the greats, so that's good. So it's putting you in the right position. Good.
Hallelujah.
That's what it is. So now, and I was telling the co-host a bit before you got here. So now, and you had the opportunity of working with, is it Corneille you worked with?
Yes. So now as a teacher, I had the opportunity, working with Corneille. Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess we'll transition into you as a teacher. Yes.
As a teacher. Sure.
Right, yeah.
Yes, so actually there was a group, they were called One at the beginning. So it was Corneille, it was Gage, it was also Gardi.
Well, I have no clue.
Oh, no, wait, yes.
Yeah, that's what happens, right?
So that was their beginnings here as Group One.
Okay.
Then as every group, eventually they all, branch out on their own.
Right, yeah.
And then keeping that connection, and with Corneille, definitely with Gage, we really worked a lot, developed them, Gardi. Mm-hmm. So it's just great to see where they are right now. And just to continue, so that sort of as you say, just propelled them to something. And then a lot of the students that I've been working with are really now present in the Quebec gospel scene.
Nice.
No, music scene, not only gospel.
It's not gospel. Okay.
Yeah. So it went to Corneille. Then there is this girl, Leila Nonova, where she's really doing big in France, but she's from here. Mm-hmm. There was the Nade. Mm-hmm. If you all know Shahara Sinclair, that's my girl. They all actually grew up within the choir.
Okay.
Tammy Clark, now she's doing her thing with the choir. And the list goes on. Sha Frank, who's just now recently, making it in the Quebec scene. So it's...
You see,
it's something.
So good. So now, and now we can use this opportunity to kind of deep dive a little bit. Because now you're, would you consider, what's the proper title? Is it a vocal trainer, teacher? Is it?
I would say vocal coach. But first artist, I have to keep putting that in, everyone knows he is the choir director or the coach.
That's it.
But before that was the singer, the artist. But yes,
actually, let me ask you, just to unpack how Ty is here. Are you still putting yourself out as an artist in terms of putting your music out and
you got me there. That's a good question. but actually 2023, and I actually just did a little single that we're going to really launch bunch more in the 2023.
Okay, good.
But hello, I have 8 albums under my belt.
You see?
That's, see?
Okay.
You didn't know.
I did not. I don't know what it is. When I think Jennifer, I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
No,
I do think as a teacher, I think Jennifer
right.
could guide people there.
It is what it is, right?
Okay, all right. So that's it, because that's been the branding. I don't know why.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. As long as I don't want to be insulting your craft,
no,
I just want to make sure you're on the same page here. But because I want people to think a little bit outside the box.
Yes.
Right. Because this, I found it was cool in communicating with you that we all use our voice. All the time.
Yes.
It's like, you know,
as we're doing right now.
So it's not necessarily just for singers.
No.
Right? Like the services that you offer are for those who use their voice.
Yes, that means pastors, radio hosts, mm-hmm. you know, from teachers. Mm-hmm. So if you're using your voice more than 5-6 hours a day, then you definitely need to invest to understand how to better use your instrument so that, you know, longevity.
That's it.
Don't want to deal with issues where the voice, you're losing the voice,
it's
or mucus
straining.
Or things of that sort that
That's
you
it.
Could, you know, tools that can help you to mm-hmm. be efficient.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting because you never think about that.
Exactly.
You think vocal coach, you think it's because you want to be a singer. And that's it. But like voiceover acting and all these different
all
things,
of
like
that.
It goes
yeah.
into a lot of different things there.
And it's a very good point that you made, but the thing is, we don't understand that the singing and the speaking voice are basically really one and the same.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So we think singing is something that's so far out,
right.
but no. So if you could speak, you definitely could sing. The only right. difference is like an extension. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
That sounds good.
But as people always tell me, that my speaking voice is so eloquent that Ooh. You must be able to sing. And I tell them all the time, absolutely not.
You didn't come and see me.
Yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. I'm gonna take you up on that
yeah.
because I sent a voice note to someone singing the other day, and they were like, "No, you know, on TikTok they have that where you're singing really good, and it sounds so good, and they say play it back, and it's a really bad version. Like, who sang that? I'm the bad version of it.
Oh,
I'm that
no,
one.
No, no.
Yeah.
Really?
I love,
okay.
I love the challenge.
You need to come see me because the thing is, I think it's just to make the connection.
Mm-hmm.
We think that they're so far apart, but look, you went, hey, look at that high pitch, and they're like, "Hi, you." Doing and what's up? Those are all the different pitches that you're going through.
But wait, are uh-huh. you saying that everyone can
Everybody
sing?
Everybody can sing. Now there are certain challenges
yeah.
that everyone has. It's mm-hmm. either
right.
trauma,
right.
pitch, but
Something.
You can. Everyone
yes.
is an instrument,
right?
Okay.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
see? Okay. Look at that tone that you created. So it's just to understand how to take that tone.
No, Gina
okay.
sings.
Oh,
I'll let Gina fool you.
I knew
that's
I
why it sounds good. As Gina could sing, mm-hmm.
but yeah. you sound beautiful.
That's my speaking voice. It's a secret on the other end of this. The surprise.
Yes.
That's the set. It's not good, babe. It's not good.
It's
all bad.
Okay, so it's gonna be a challenge.
He knows
I think
it.
You're gonna
he
take the whole Empower Hour team and do a thing with me. I was
yes.
telling you when we were talking offline. I find I just sound nasally all the time. I'm like, why do you sound like I have a cold all the time? And I'm conscious of it, and I can't fix it. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, no, so that's it. I need some sessions.
You gotta come and
yeah,
see
me. Yeah, we're gonna have to do this because I use my voice. I'm a professional here. I'm here on air. You know what I mean? On a weekly basis. What, Gina? Why? Why are you looking at me?
Because you're talking.
This is not what I'm doing. Okay, I just found the looks. I find the looks a little judgmental. I'm
wow.
just saying.
Like, you can't even
no,
be you.
I completely understand what you're saying. I believe like that is the other equivalent to a lisp
mm-hmm.
for the.
Yes, kind of thing, Kaya. Thanks. Yeah, that kind of thing. But anyway, so just to say, so people like you
yes.
know, if you're in the realm, you're doing customer service. The amount of us who are working over the phones,
yeah,
right, and
there
that's
you go.
Like.
Perfect.
You got to be mindful.
Yep.
Like your voice is your instrument. It's your tool.
Yep.
It's how you make a living.
Yes.
You want to invest
exactly.
in it.
It's how you sell, too, because I can tell you one thing. Like, there's a difference when I'm talking regularly and when I'm talking in my
mm-hmm.
professional, I'm selling you voice. A lot of people are just like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, there's a Gina for every time.
Yes.
There's a purpose for every time.
Yes. You guys ever listen to your parents, like, talking on the phone and they bring out that white voice where you're
oh
like, Mom, where did
goodness.
That come from? My grandmother used to kill that. Where's your, like, anyways, this weird white
oh
voice used to come out.
Like,
but, right? Yeah, they're like, no, nah, they're trying to teach it to me.
For
but anyway,
sure.
sorry. I digress. Let's come back to the point now.
Yes.
So, so it's just saying, so mm-hmm. I want people to think a little bit outside of the box.
Okay,
right?
Yes.
In terms of just like who could benefit from having having a vocal trainer, vocal coach. Now let's talk about modern day where we are today, mm-hmm. because like you've been in it, like, and so you've spoken about the history where you came from. Now the industry and the world has changed.
Oh, drastically.
How are you pivoting? How are things going with that? Where are we at now? What are we working on?
Well, actually, where we at now is because, mm-hmm. as you said, the world has definitely changed. Mm-hmm. And what we just went through, we're kind of still going through, which is the pandemic,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, right, yeah.
So that just shut everything down.
I could imagine, right? Because people don't want to come out.
No,
people can't be seen
so
in person.
Couldn't do any more one-on-one classes. That's physically. Yeah. Choir, everything.
Right,
so it's just
true.
Like, I was sitting there, it's like, well, what am I going to do?
I can only imagine what that felt like,
too.
Like,
yeah.
People would depend on having
because
to connect
that's
with
what
people.
I do full-time.
Exactly.
It's not like a part-time, you know?
That's
so
it.
I had to think out of the box, as mm-hmm. you just said, and it's like, okay, how can I approach this?
Right.
And then, so I did start doing online classes through mm-hmm. Zoom,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, I cannot teach everyone through Zoom because that's a lot of hours. It's tiring. So it's like, what can I do mm-hmm. that I could reach a larger mass,
mm-hmm.
get, you know, the information and the teachings and the techniques to them,
mm-hmm.
and then, Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon.
Good, yes.
Like came. I said, oh my goodness, yes, okay, you know,
good.
Because I can put the teachings and the videos
mm-hmm.
and anybody from anywhere in this entire planet,
world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wherever internet is.
Internet is, almost everywhere.
Can
yeah.
access mm-hmm. and get the teachings.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, yes, Jennifer. So I started doing the videos. And right now, so far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you see, so I'm encouraging everyone who's listening.
Yes.
You know, if you're, there are many reasons why someone doesn't want to go physically to a class, or they're probably afraid or too
mm-hmm.
shy,
mm-hmm.
but you could do this from the comfort of your own home if you have a computer and your phone,
mm-hmm.
and it's just $19.50 a month.
And the guys, that is added value.
Beautiful.
That's exactly
$19.50
it.
$19.50 a month,
guys.
And you get access 24/7,
mm-hmm.
videos, teaching. Sometimes I'm just going to put little concerts in there, like little sprinkles just
mm-hmm.
to keep you connected. And it's a great, I love it. It's a great experience. And so far, the feedback is really great.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. because I could only imagine. Because first, the added value, right? Like, because if you think about it, like, when you're doing the one-on-one sessions, and hopefully one day we get back there, but
yep.
it's just what you pay for a one-on-one session compared to what you get on your Patreon.
Exactly. See, like they're there.
Yeah.
So basically, there should be no reason or excuse. Like, I'm giving you, like, if this is your, you know, your New Year resolution,
mm-hmm.
then Patreon.
That's
so,
it.
So I can go onto your myself who cannot sing. I could go onto your Patreon and start from scratch.
Start from
and you
scratch.
Will teach me stuff like how to hit an A, B, a C, a D. And I can learn this. Even if you're not present on there, I can pay for it and just go and watch
I'm
it.
I'm not present.
And next time you see me.
okay, love.
And I be trying stuff, you know. I be in there. Yeah, I be in there falling down. I got bruises and stuff. I be trying all kinds of stuff I've seen online. I'm going to try that. That is a no harm.
No
victim crime. So, yeah.
And results.
Yes. But my neighbors might be upset, but they're going to be fine. They're going to be all right. Call the police.
Mm-hmm.
It'll
That's
get better with time, so they're going to appreciate it.
Yes,
maybe
exactly.
they will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's it.
No, I really like this. And for me, like the way I like to deal with the community and deal with business and individuals,
mm-hmm.
it's like take it where you're at. So if something like a Patreon, you could start where you're at, right?
Yes.
And then
yeah.
as it develops, as it grows, for sure, somebody might get to the point where they're like, no, I want a one-on-one session, right?
And
you still offer
out.
Those?
Oh, yes, I do.
See?
You could either do it Zoom, and for the moment, we can still do mm-hmm. it in person,
right.
but just reach out. Sometimes I say, guys, I have availability this week.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, you know, meet with me one-on-one, then you go here and you just book your appointment. And
it's simple. In regards to, because I want to just touch on the time, like you guys were talking about before, but I didn't get a chance to interject this, but with the times changing, the sound of music has changed so much.
Yes.
Over the time, did you find yourself pivoting into the different points that they were coming up with? Like when they switched from ballads to doing rap singing and stuff like that. Did you find yourself pivoting into those genres?
Yes, you have no choice if you really want to be relevant.
Mm.
Do you understand? And it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy at all. And it's so funny because look at this. I was just talking to a friend the other day.
Mm.
Do you remember a point when rock was like the end. Like you could hear anytime you turn on the radio, you're going to hear some sort of rock.
Mixed with rap, mixed with jazz, mixed with something.
You know, and now today I don't hear any of those great ballads or songs, those rock songs, right? So it's all about, it's change, and you have to be able to either stick with it or be able to be flexible enough to open to change, or you're just not going to be relevant anymore.
That's it. Because life evolves too,
it
right?
You can't
stay stuck in your way. But it's funny because Solo and I were just discussing how there is a void for us, call us old schoolers. where like we appreciate a certain kind of hip hop, right?
Well,
like,
yes, and that's we appreciate,
you know, and it's like Solo, who is getting older, he's like, he's not trying to compete with those. He can't,
we're not doing the mumble rap.
You know what I mean?
Huzzah.
I have multiple phones. Okay, good. It happens, real life. You know what I mean? Okay, good. Kaya, thank you, because that was, I was gonna add, and Jen, forgive me for putting you on the spot here, but do you understand mumble rap? And can you explain?
No, I can't.
No,
I actually did a little video on TikTok where I'm like, did you understand a word? I didn't want to be offensive, so I kind of took it down. I couldn't understand anything.
Okay, see, all right, so, okay.
And as a teacher, we're on diction. We're big on diction.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So
But open your mouth.
Young people.
So it's not just me?
No, it's not just you. But that's what they
are. But you have two different types of listeners. You have the listeners who listen for the beat, and you have the listeners who listen for the lyrics. And so, I mean, everyone has their lane. But, you know, you need your moments, too, because I can promise you, like... There's some things where I just like, not that I'm ashamed that I'll listen to certain things, but you're just like, this has got a bop. It's got a little bop to it.
You the dancer type. That's like me. And that's why I used to get in trouble as a kid, because I'm dancing to the beat. My father's like, what did he say? Turn that off.
Like,
I wasn't even listening to the words, Daddy.
Right, okay.
Lord, I'm dancing to the beat. I'm one of those two. Yeah, I get you. The words didn't bother me until mumble rap. And then the words bothered me because I was like, wait a minute, hold on. What did this mean?
Right.
And a lot of it's about them taking drugs. And I'm like, that's not me.
That's why you can't understand them. And in order to understand them, you got to get on what they on.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not
you got to roll with them. Then it becomes clear. And it's like, oh, one day you have an epiphany. You've taken something and you're like, I get it. Now you're enlightened, Migos. Oh, my gosh. They're the gods.
You see? Okay. Well,
I have a question. So you talked about getting into Patreon. And another thing that we're seeing a lot of are masterclasses.
Yes.
So any intentions of kind of building a masterclass, or are we just focusing on Patreon for now building that?
Actually, because right now I at the school. So that was just one service that I'm offering. Mm. But I'm still very active at doing one-on-one classes. Actually, I have my session. We're in registration right now that's going to start in January. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually doing workshops.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get all the information where you could go and
plug it now.
So you go to my website, everything is there, which is jennifermead.net. And you're going to see all the different programs that we're offering. Okay, I just have to plug this one because I'm so excited. Because actually Friday that just went by, we had a launch.
Okay.
Oh, yes. A mixtape launch. Our first one.
Nice.
Because we have a recording program. So in partnership with Gorilla Productions.
Okay, cool.
And it was just amazing because to take the students through the progress. So we give them like four collective classes.
Okay.
They choose their music. Nice. Second class, we focus on songwriting to give them tips, really how to elevate, to take their lyrics to the next level. The third lesson is how to create a great melody and a great hook. The last session now is actually to bring it all together. And then after, you go into the studio. And studio recording, it depends, between 3 to 4 hours.
Wait, let me dig into that a little bit. So when you say you're teaching them to have a great melody, a great hook, so do you help with lyric writing as well?
Yes. So
you gotta tell the people.
Yeah. Well, that's
what you're just talking about vocals. Let the people know.
This is one of the other programs that I'm offering at the school, because I do have a school that's called Jennifer Mead Vocal Performance School.
Okay.
So much a plug in. And I'm so, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And the listen to me.
I deserve a drill.
The result was amazing to see the smile on their faces. So we take you from A to Z, from how to write a song to the ending product, recording and, you know, putting it out, demo. Oh. And it was something. So we had like a full house. Yeah. Everyone was so excited to present their, you know, their single. So, yes, we have the second coming in January. Okay. Register. Limited spaces, though.
So I can imagine. Yeah, I was about to ask
room
you.
Room for like no more than 12. Okay. Because it's, you know, yeah, 12 it. Within the group. But again, go to the website. Right. If this is something that you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. And everything that you just mentioned will be given in that class?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Everything.
Okay.
Let me ask, what's your typical, like, age group? And I mean, like, do you have youth who are in high school,
yes,
or college to take part, or just adults who are
youth. So I have my youngest right now is 15, because okay. I try to encourage parents not to send their kids to individual vocal lessons.
Really?
because it's like they're young, their attention span is not there yet, and okay. you just want them to love it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I find if you're going to sit there and you're going to drill them with hee ha ha, it's going to become really redundant for them. Mm-hmm. So I encourage parents to put them into like a choir or an activity where they could just, you know, come together collectively, right, sing, love it, and to really see if this is what they really want to do.
Right, it's a good process.
And when you see that, then okay, now you say okay, Jennifer and I would, you know, we go through the vocal consultation and then, right, you know, yeah.
See, I like that. See, process.
Yes.
I'm glad I asked you that. No, because it's something, especially like, well, from the years we did the school tour, going around the province, and you know, and the amount of youth or students that would come up, you know, with talents and see? Different things like that, you know, and yeah. I was like, you know, that would yeah, there's a good outlet. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I will talk offline because we're both setting up another tour.
Yeah, so it goes as young as 15. Yeah, my youngest right now is 15, and I mean, there's no limit. I used to have a 65-year-old student. She's such a sweetheart. So I mean, you're never you're never too young, never too old. Well, no, never too old.
Right, that's it. That's,
you know, to pursue your passion.
I love that. And so the way the courses are set up, is it so is it like a hybrid in person and over Zoom, or is it all over Zoom, or is it all
in
person?
I give the two now, because again, introducing that, and then some people fell in love when they got the Zoom, and then they realized they don't have to take no bus, no parking trials and tribulations. Just said, Jennifer, let's continue with online. Okay. So I do the both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But do you feel like it sounds the same when it's on Zoom versus in person?
You do have your challenges for sure. Mm-hmm. When you're on the online, because then sometimes, you know, your bandwidth is low and then there's a lot of interruptions, but there are the moments where it's really good,
right.
As long as they're able to get the technique and I can hear and see them. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's pretty good. Yeah.
And you can pivot and adjust as needed.
Yes, but
And you're working over a couple of weeks. So it's not like, you know, it's not just one off. We got to get
exactly
this. It's
right.
You can see it didn't work. We can adjust for next session. I love it. So now, okay, so I think we've come full circle. We've given people a good gist of where we're at and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to just remind people again, one more time, of the contacts. I'm really excited about this Patreon thing. I'm talking in the back of my head. I'm like, yo, I so want to try this.
Patreon.
I want to do this.
Subscribe.
No, I just hopefully it gets rid of this nasally thing. If not, I think a one-on-one session is going to be necessary. But Lord, and I'm sure as our listeners are listening now, they're like, yeah, true. He does sound like he has a cold all the time. So. But anyways,
I think we're harder on ourselves too about our voice than
My wife backed me up
ding,
too.
Ding, ding.
She listens to the show. She's like, "You again with the nasally?" And I'm like, "I know."
That's funny.
No, it's my So I'm hard myself, but my wife also helps.
We gotta look into. We might need to look into what the cause of this is first, though, right?
Yeah.
And then still do a little vocal training, but maybe, you know, it's a little something in there, you know.
Well, I can tell you already have a client. Not just amongst us.
Yes.
Yes, Kaya's coming too, but. Yes. As I'm here representing MCD Solo's latest album, I will send it to you. Make sure you give it a listen, because he is singing on this.
Really?
All right, he is singing.
Nice.
And I was telling him that I'm going to interview you, and he's like, "Yo, book me. I want in. I want a session." So yeah. So
good.
He's down. He's very down. So I don't know how it works. I'll send the contacts, but that's what we're here for. So if you could just share the contacts one more time, so everyone knows how to reach you, how to connect with you.
Well, it's simple. I made it simple. You just go to my website, and then you could find me on social media, TikTok. So you go to jennifermead.net. So it's JENNIFER. Mead is MEADE.net. And just, have a good time. Go through the through the site.
I love it. And now I like to ask our guests before they go, because our show is the Empower Hour. So I like to ask our guests to leave our listeners with some empowering words. So you have something you'd like to leave our guests with? And I like to put people on the spot.
Well, I mean, it's not cliche, but if you want to achieve anything in life, you have to be consistent with it. Yeah, it gets hard, you know, and I say when it gets hard, accept it for that.
Right.
You know, you could sit there for a bit, but then you get up and you go. It's so important, because you sitting here and wishing for it, it will never happen. But being consistent, disciplined, even through the hard days. And if you, like I said, you have a hard day, you accept it. Okay, I don't want to do anything today, but tomorrow is a new day. And you will definitely see the results. Guaranteed.
Amen. I love that. And okay, this is not, I'm doubling down on you because you're here. Can you leave us with a harmony?
Get out of my head. Because I'm going to say, can you give us everybody one harmony that we could do in our car to practice or something? Give us something.
You want to harmonize?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. There we're going.
So who's soprano here? So just go, yay.
I'm not a soprano, though.
Okay, let me.
I'm alto.
Yeah. Hey.
So just hold that note.
Hey. Not my key. No, that's not my key. I'm kind of like Gil Scott-Heron. And it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again.
There's something there.
Look at that. Look at this one here.
I got that humming.
At least we accomplished a little harmony.
Yeah. It was harmonic, but you know.
But we all had our pieces.
No, you gotta go. Okay, we're gonna do our pieces properly.
Okay. I don't know if I can soprano.
But you can. You did it so good, and you held it for a long time.
I was waiting for y'all. I'm just like,
you had a bucket with that joint, though. She passed you the bucket, like, here. You held that note.
Down. Okay. Or if you could just sing for us, just leave us with something, Lord.
It's almost Christmas.
You know, just.
Okay, Christmas. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Utah carols being sung by a choir. And folks just up like.